inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
We tackle some pest control in this week's edition of Garden Talk, and with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So we have a question from a listener. What insect control measures are recommended to control insect predation on currant bushes aside from safer soap?
So I've actually done a little research on that one, and I do have the little bug at my house also. Saw some yesterday while recording another program. Certainly the other controls, whether it be safer soap or just plain dish soap, Joy, Dawn, or otherwise, is probably the easiest and most available to us. There are some products, BT, Bacillus thuringiensis, products for controlling caterpillars, which are supposed to be able to be used. The problem is no sources in Juneau that I know of. You know, you'd have to order something online. So the soap spray, quick, simple, easy one, 1 to 2 tablespoons of liquid soap in a quart of water. And if you want to add a little Tabasco for some extra flavoring, do that also. And spray topside and underside of the leaves. You need to get this stuff on the little caterpillars to kill them. The Tabasco might act as a bit of a repellent, but that's still going to be your best bet.
Now, the currant worms, are those the only pests that we're seeing around in the Juneau area right now?
Oh, not by a long shot. Rhododendron root weevils are the pest. You'll see the little notches in the edges of rhododendron leaves. They are a non-flying weevil, a little hard, crunchy. I mean, they're a really tough one to try to crunch between your fingers if you can find one. Little gray bugs with a interesting snout on them. They crawl up the plants, up the trunks, out to the leaves, and chew on the leaves. And they normally do this at night, so you're not likely to see them much during the day. Their larvae chew on the roots of the rhododendron, as well as on strawberries and on certain primroses. So one control method is to trim up the lower branches and leaves so they're not touching the ground around the rhododendron bush. And then apply some tape, can be masking tape or duct tape or similar, around the base of the trunk, and put some sticky gooey stuff on that tape to trap the little weevils that are trying to crawl up. And they have products called Tangle Foot or Tangle Trap, which are available online. Again, I'm not sure if there's any of that available locally, but even using Vaseline on that tape can help catch them or prevent them from crawling up into the plant. A big part of the long-term treatment for both of these insects is doing cleanup, raking up the old leaves underneath the bushes of the currant bushes, gooseberries, rhododendrons and such, to clean that up and try to take away their hiding places where they may hide overnight, or they may overwinter as grubs or larvae or pupa in the soil.
And a question for me. I just got a brand new set of tires for my truck, and I saved the old set of tires, and I was thinking about using those as little mini planters. Is that a good idea?
If you want to plant flowers in them, non-edible stuff, go for it, Matt. I know there's a disposal cost for those, but using them for vegetables these days really isn't advised. There are chemicals which can leach out of those rubber tires, which can potentially contaminate. And the other problem too is that the inside of those tires, it's hard to pack the soil in around them anyway, is just great slug habitat. So I don't know that we need to make more habitat for the slugs, as well as and put more chemicals into us.
Okay. Ed Byarski, thanks a lot for the advice.
You're welcome, Matt.
Garden Talk is a weekly feature every Thursday morning on Morning Edition during the spring, summer, and early fall. You can sign up for the podcast or ask your own question about yard and garden care at ktoo.org/gardentalk.
KTOO's Garden Talk with Ed Byarski is sponsored by Don Abel Garden Center, locally owned since 1936, offering building and garden supplies to both commercial and residential customers throughout Alaska. More at donabel.biz.